Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
This is about something that lights your fire when nothing else will.
This is the Mark Divine Show. This show, we're going to discover and dive in and discuss what makes the world's most inspirational, compassionate, and resilient leaders so courageous.
Transform the nature and functioning of our own brain for the better.
Go put your virtues in action. Be the best version of yourself.
Life is a practice. Day by day, get wiser and stronger and grow.
How do you understand enough about your own mind and psychology and emotions, and how you develop a reflective awareness practice to actually get in the driver's seat of your own mind?
We go in-depth with people from all walks of life. Martial arts grandmasters, meditative monks, CEOs, military leaders, stoic philosophers, proud survivors, and more. Every episode turns our guest experience into actionable insights that you can learn from to lead a life filled with compassion and courage.
I started putting all these little tools in my pocket, started to reflect a lot and meditate.
There has to be a balance between movement and rest.
It all starts with us. We cultivate these qualities in ourselves to become a beacon of light for others in the world. Please join us on the journey. The Mark Divine Show. Hoo-yah.
Today's episode brought to you by JB Weld. Available, by the way, at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more, and proudly made in the USA. Well, in this show, we'll do a little Trans Am preview. That's coming up, big weekend. Matt's got some thoughts on the Lucid electric car. And
drove the Cadillac CT5 Blackwing.
First, there's Geico.
Would you love to save money on insurance? Well, of course. Who doesn't love a good deal? Well, when it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condo, and renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you can save. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice. We're going to mandate get it on. Welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Kroll. It's Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea over there.
Hello. How are you?
Good. We're just getting ready as we tape this to leave for Laguna Seca and driving that Trans Am race. I had some questions. Sometimes I ask them and sometimes I just wait and see. But the weather report says rain on a day or two over there. Now, I don't know. What do they do? Put you on wets?
I guess so. You can channel your inner Senna. I didn't even check the weather. But even when I packed, I was just in a rush. I just did it early this morning on my way in, and didn't even really think about if the weather. I would just assume it was going to be nice and cool out, and was like, yeah, bring a jacket.
Well, it says no rain on Saturday
race day.
I know Chris can check. Do they run in the rain? And that would add a certain dimension to the whole thing.
I'm saying they do run in the rain.
All right.
I would imagine they do, but what about the rest of the you know, not the Trans Am, but like the vintage guys? Do they, is it their choice?
I don't recall, you know, running any vintage event when it was raining or any discussion about it even.
Because that sounds like a significant expense with last minute prep and things, you know, like the guys up there running the 510s, it's a big group. They're not all showing up with rain tires, you know?
Yeah. Well, it just
kind of run over to Roger Krause and be like, what do you got? And are you here? And, you know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. We should ask our friend. Well, we're going to find out. Because I think, Chris, it says rain on Thursday and maybe a little bit on Friday. But I don't know if it's Thursday night or how it's rolling. But we got that.
And maybe that kind of screws around with the schedule a little bit. Like they might say, hey, you know, we're going to start a little early because we heard it's going to rain in the afternoon, or we're going to try to, you know, go a little late on something. I really don't know.
I'm seeing that the rain's going to start about 3 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay. That gets you quite a bit of day.
And Friday, it's just early morning. It goes down to 13% at like 9 a.m.
All right. So maybe we'll get
maybe
our
we'll
run
avoid
in.
It.
Yeah, because the first run is, I don't know, noon or something? Trying to think.
Yeah, I don't have we gotta get the schedule. Because the schedule has like all the PR stuff and stuff in it, so yeah. I don't even remember what the racing is. And now that you're asking questions, is the bar that was across the street from the house still open?
I don't know. These are all things to.
I forgot the name of that place, and then somebody told me that. Yeah, somebody told me that it might have closed. Maybe it
well,
didn't
we got
survive.
That last time, and then it was open.
It was open. Yeah. So I was just kind of. I don't know. I kind of feel like they made it work. I mean, I don't want to jinx it. Like I think probably they're open.
Okay.
I mean, like not out of business open. You know, like I don't know what their normal schedule is. But,
right.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking about that. And speaking of racing, because I wrote this note down before I forget, but just a few days ago, it was announced that they're bringing back the RenSport reunion. It's going to be 2023, and it's been a minute, right? I think the last one was in 2018.
It seems like it, unless they had another one that we weren't.
They did Florida, I think Lime Rock in 2001. Daytona in Florida 2004 and 7, and then Laguna Seca 2011, 15, and 18.
Mm-hmm.
And not they haven't done an event since, but the last one, the one we were at, was 80,000 fans and 2,500 vehicles.
Really? Oh yeah, I got the Ren trophy or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a big event. Mm-hmm. They didn't announce the exact date for 2023, and they don't know what the location's going to be. They're just making the general announcement, going, "We are going to bring it back for 23."
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. It's just now we're like, "Oh,
where are they bringing it?"
They don't know. They didn't say.
Sorry, yeah. I know you said that, but
yeah.
I hope it's somewhere close-ish.
Or it would have to be like a really cool track that you really wanted to run, and now is your excuse to go. But
mm-hmm.
I just thought it was kind of a neat thing because now things are starting to open up, and you know, mask mandates on travel were lifted,
mm-hmm.
you know, a day or two ago or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll go back to Florida. All right. So the trans race is coming. I have my helmet coming in from Sparco in hopefully the next – it's supposed to arrive about now as we're taping this.
Yeah, okay. So before we leave today – I don't even know what time we're leaving today. we're done with shit, I guess.
Yeah, probably not till later in the afternoon, but I think we should be fine. But so we got that going. I got to talk to Warren over there at Sparco. He's got me set up with a helmet. Says it's got a radio in it.
Okay.
Got the ear cups, which are supposed to be good. They have a special kind of ear cup in that helmet. And it's got the bib for the air hose on top of it. So we should be in good shape.
And Warren's good because he probably had like all your sizes and stuff on file, like whatever.
I actually just grabbed my last Sparco helmet and told him it was a medium/large. You know, the sticker on the back it says 59 on it. I don't know, it's like 59 millimeter or centimeters or whatever their number is. So I just said that helmet's comfortable. So just give me another one of those.
Okay.
So it's good. It's white. I figured you can get it. And in the carbon, or not the carbon, but the Kevlar. I always say Kevlar, but I don't mean Kevlar. I mean
it could be, yeah.
Oh, it is? What's the hood of your car?
Well, that's carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do a carbon fiber.
I say Kevlar all the time, but I mean carbon fiber. It's a carbon fiber
carbon
helmet.
Carbon fiber, yeah.
Yeah, but they give it a white. I took the white.
Yeah, okay.
He said it was a little heavier. It's like,
well, it might not be all carbon fiber. It might be like a fiberglass
shell. No, he just said it's literally just the weight of the white.
Yeah,
really. I said, okay, I can
see
handle that.
When you were talking about the pro celebrity race years ago, and you're like, I picked the number with just one, you know, with one, not a 12, with two numbers, one digit, because it was lighter on the side of the car. And now he's telling you a helmet is literally a little lighter because it doesn't have paint on it.
Yeah.
Or a little heavier because it has paint on it.
I said, get it in white, and then it'll be easy for me to, you know, put my, you know, paint it up like Evel Knievel's helmet or something. It'll have a base. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Okay.
So what have you been driving?
You know, it's interesting. So we...
Oh, sorry for jumping in, but did you drive the Lucid?
I didn't, but we were talking about... earlier this week, we were talking with Alistair from Edmunds, and the Lucid is getting... all of this, you know, like it's so great and it's, you know, it's like Motor Trend Car of the Year and all this stuff. And then, you know, when you get behind the scenes, everyone's like, yeah, we had some problems here and some problems there. We figure it's going to get all worked out. So let's just give it Car of the Year, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, as you're listening to this, the Edmunds.com video on the Lucid is out there. And it's going to be a little controversial because it sounds like it's just quite a lot of growing pains, like a lot of issues with the car. There was just, you know, there was just some drivability issues and some software issues and mechanical issues. And I mean, not something you wouldn't completely unexpect from a brand new clean sheet of paper, ground up car like that, but something that you don't want, and definitely something you don't want for a car that's, I don't know, starts in the 80 and goes up to $180,000, you know, like the first... like the first editions are really expensive.
Did I see one on Bring a Trailer recently, or was that another electric?
Probably something else. I don't even think anybody has a Lucid yet. Maybe there's a couple that were delivered. You know what? I guess it's possible. Anything with Bring a Trailer could be possible.
You can
somebody
check,
can
Chris,
get one. And,
it was a, I think a black. Yeah, it was a no sale,
and
it got up to like 190, and it was like a no sale.
Yeah, how many miles? It's like, did somebody actually own it?
So it was a Lucid.
114 miles.
It was a Lucid, what's it called, an Airstream?
Yeah, Lucid Airdream.
Airdream. And somebody got it, put it up on Bring a Trailer, wouldn't take a $190 for it.
I don't know what they paid for it. I mean, I don't know if it's 190. There's the... You zoom in on that sticker and see. Now, we don't know if there was a markup or whatever, but 171. So somebody didn't want to make 20 grand?
I guess. I mean, not that guy. I mean, it wasn't. I don't know. Maybe 20 grand's not a lot to that person. Well, not only 20 grand. 18 grand in high change and then back out, you know, whatever you got to pay, Bring a Trailer, whatever the hassle cost is, you know. Probably just didn't want to squeeze the trigger.
But this kind of brings up this. This is a really good example because we were getting into this. I think even you and I started talking about the behavioral shift in purchasing cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're getting away from go to the dealer, test drive it, find one on the lot that matches all the options you want, and then you drive away with it, and now it's going to be. I don't know. Maybe you can go on to a lot and drive a version of the car, and then you sit down and you special order it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just order it online and never even get into it, and some are sight unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And some people haven't even seen a Lucid and probably have orders for it. Rivian, the truck, people probably haven't even seen it in person and have orders in. But what happens when it sucks or you're uncomfortable, or are we going to get into this like new cars have like a 30-day no questions asked return policy? You know, what if the seat's uncomfortable or you don't fit in it? And you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like the whole process of buying a new car, I think, is going to shift over the next couple of years, not immediately, right? Everyone has to adapt.
I think what's going on is, you know, reliability per se is not really an issue in cars anymore. They work. And, you know, sort of comfort, ergonomics, it's kind of there. You know, if somebody said, you know, it's like we land in an airport, Mike goes and gets the rental car, we're going off to do a gig. It doesn't really matter what car he gets. They all fit. You can adjust the seat. You know, the volume knob's in a different place from your car, but that takes you 10 minutes to kind of adjust to. It's just kind of everything kind of works now. And
yeah, except you're not excited about that rental car. You didn't spend money on that rental car.
No, that's true. But also, I think a lot of people are, you know, especially with the electric cars, they want to get from point A to point B. I mean, you can't. Think, you know, you and I talk about the feel and the the acceleration and the handling and braking and stuff like that. Nobody else in this building thinks that way. They just want to get in a car and they want to take it, you know, down to Chipotle and get their shit and come back. That's about it.
Like, but this world we live in where, like, anything you want, you just order online and it shows up a couple days later. But also, you know, you don't like it, you just return it, no questions asked. Like, you can,
right.
I mean, if it's Amazon, you can drop it off on a street corner and Amazon will pick it up and no questions asked. Like, that's not really the way with dealers. Plus, the infrastructure, the financing and the loans and the banks and the fees they make. And, you know, you're going to be like, maybe I don't even like it. I haven't even made my first payment on it yet.
Right.
You know, like, but are you refunding your down payment? Like, it's going to be a little interesting, a little complex. I agree with you. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be 50% of all new car sales going to result in a return.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be a significant enough number mm-hmm. of cars that will have to be policies in place. And it can't just be at the dealer, right? It's going to have to be at the manufacturer level and the banking level, the financing, lease or not lease. And, you know, what if you lease a car for 3 years and 21 days later, you're like, it's killing my back. I don't know what I was doing. This isn't.
Yeah. No, you know. I get it. I guess what I'm saying is I don't think it's killing my back anymore. That's an old timey thing. Like, everything is so ergonomically solid now that it all just sort of works. And not only does it all work, but people's sense of driving enthusiasm and sporty driving and all that is probably out the window. Or you can go the other direction. You can get a Lamborghini Huracan and just buy it sight unseen and go, well, I know that car's fast, and if my back hurts a little in it, so be it. I'll try to keep a stiff upper lip in front of my trophy wife, you know.
Right, which is more of the case. Like, I drove the Huracan STO, which is the fastest version of it. And, you know, it was one of these, the car's limited, so, like, you get it for a day, and they just cycle out different people each day. And I love driving the car, and it was fast, and it was loud, and it was great. But I was like, the seat is terrible. It's so uncomfortable. I was like, I can't do 8 hours in it. I got, you know, hour six, I'm just going to take photos of it in a neighborhood in Santa Monica for an hour and a half, and then I'm going to go walk and get a cheeseburger.
we have a lap, I think, of Dreese. Dreese, our friend Tommy Dreese. I guess he'll be out there.
Yeah.
We'll show it to you.
So this was, what, Trans Am?
Yeah, 2018, 19, or whatever.
At Laguna Seca.
2019, yeah.
Yeah, so you can see and hear what it's like to be in that car and do a lap. Chris will start it, but it takes a while to get to the front of the race. But go ahead, Chris. I mean, if you can. So they stage you up. And then, you know, the scariest part of all racing is the scrubbing the heat into the tires.
Yeah.
And then the stopping and accelerating and trying not to slide off the track or bump anybody.
Right. Now that we potentially throw a little rain into the mix.
Right.
All right. So we're jumping ahead a little bit. And
yeah, the safety car will come off the track now. I was kind of watching it, like, what gear are you in for the start of the race? A little bit tough because you're on it, you're in first gear for the start of the race, but you're right up against the rev limiter before they drop the green flag.
Oh yeah, so he hit it from like 1,000 RPM and then had a shift.
Not even 1,000, I don't think. You can watch. Cars, they got so much power and so much throttle response that they don't even, you barely even give it gas when you're turning it.
I mean, at that start,
especially with the cold tires,
he went through the first three gears and didn't drop below 7,500 RPM.
Yeah, I don't think you lift your accelerator foot. Get it into fifth as you go through turn six or whatever, up to start heading up the hill to turn 7, I think it is. You drop it back down into third, and then you get up the hill heading toward the corkscrew. Then it's back into second, I think, for the corkscrew.
You know, and at this point they're still arguably putting some heat into the tires.
Yeah, he just did it there. All right. Pretty much the same gearing as the cars I drive. I mean, in terms of like third, and then, you know, you get down into second and maybe into first, depending on where you are.
So we're on the long straight.
Right.
And then there's 152 mile an hour.
Yeah, then you got to get back down, you know, hard into the 30s, going around, or 40s into the next corner. All right, we got it, Chris.
And I wonder if three laps into it, is he going that turn a little faster? Is he 47 miles an hour, or is he now 57 miles an hour, you know, with a little,
heat in the tire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say take it a little bit easy on the first lap.
Yeah, follow the leader.
Just follow the leader. That's all.
That's it. Follow the leader.
That's all we do here.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting lap. You can see it's very focused, very quick, a lot, you know, especially all bunched up in the beginning like
that. I was watching some footage online. Another guy, someone on my race team, did like a 125 in change lap, which that's hauling ass. Because on that track, you know, when you get to the vintage stuff, you know, it's those Le Mans prototype cars that really do the fastest out there, you know.
Yeah.
And I think those things are in the, you know, 131, 132, or maybe 129 or something like that. So those things are hauling ass compared to that.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. We look forward to it, in theory. All right, let me tell you about JB Weld, world's strongest bond, the brand DIYers and pros have trusted for over 50 years. Use their epoxies, super glues, putty sticks, wraps, whatever, big and small, and on practically any surface. Metal, wood, plastics, glass, ceramics. Keep it in your kitchen drawer, toolbox, or with your craft supplies. And, of course, you keep it in the garage as well. Also, they're the proud owner of Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. So if you got a truck and you want to get the bed liner going and you don't want to pay an arm and a leg, you just do it yourself, man. With Herculiner, it's the world's strongest truck bed liner. Herculiner, well, they got you covered. JB Weld, well, in Herculiner, it's available everywhere. JBWeld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. Proudly made in the U.S. of A.
I used some the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, in the garage. Had to dig out their super glue.
Mm-hmm.
And, it does exactly what it's supposed to do, right? It's like, that's what's great about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely needed it. I have been driving a few different Cadillacs, right? We talked about the Escalade, but I finally picked up the CT5 V series, the CT5 Blackwing.
Mm-hmm.
This is their a little bit larger four-door sedan. You know, it's mid-size, five series-ish four-door sedan. It's got their 6.2 liter V8 supercharged.
6.2 supercharged.
668 horsepower.
Wow. I would have done a 666 number if I were them.
Yeah, right.
It's the mark of the beast. This car's a beast.
At 6,500 RPM red line, 659 pound-feet of torque. You can get it with the 10-speed auto. At this point, the last hurrah with these cars, you want it with the 6-speed manual, which, by the way, the 6-speed manual is what I drove. It shifts great. It has good feedback. It's easy to drive. The clutch feels great. It was super fun to drive. Getting that kind of power in a sedan like that and just having like a good all-American supercharged V8 making that kind of noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll run 1160s in the quarter mile.
Wow.
I want to say the the tests are coming in with the manual, 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds. The automatic's probably faster, but who cares? This put it's so much more fun with the
Well,
static.
It's not – I mean, you're right, and sorry, but I think with what Bring a Trailer's doing with cars with a manual versus, you know, whatever, semi-automatic, whatever, I just think it's like you almost can't justify not getting the stick these days.
I mean, between the fun factor and the collectability and resale value, I think you're absolutely right. There's a few options. You can get carbon fiber packages, and some of it's aesthetic, but at least it adds a little bit of downforce.
Is that
stuff.
The kind of thing you'd have to order?
I think you're going to have to order pretty much anything at this point.
Right. What's it retail for?
So it starts at about $87,000 base price. The one I drove is about $98,000, and I think you can get it up to about $115,000 with carbon ceramic brakes and the full carbon fiber package. The I want to say the brakes are 15.7-inch rotors in the front, 14.6 in the rear.
Wow.
You know,
it's a big rotor.
Yeah, it's massive. It's just meant to be a four-door Corvette, essentially, right? Like,
right.
If you want, you know, the Corvette now, like the previous Corvette, right? Manual transmission and front engine and supercharged and, you know, like this is that.
Right.
Now, and Cadillac can get away with doing it for now. You know, it's gas mileage is going to be terrible, but it's just going to be it's going to be fun. Like, it's just a crazy fun. It's got 275 35 19s in the front, 305 30 19s in the back.
305 in the back.
Yeah, 305 30. In the back.
Yeah.
And it tears them up. Like, I was just, you just lean into the throttle on this thing. Leave everything on. Like, don't even need the track mode and traction control off. It still gives you a little leeway. It'll get the tires loose a little bit and then get itself organized and get you in a straight line. You know, it's cool.
So I'm glad Cadillac's back. I'm glad everyone's back. I'm glad American cars are back. I'm also glad that, you know, you go and bring a trailer and there's like Cadillac station wagons on there for $65,000 and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that are 2006 or
CTS V wagons.
Yeah.
You know, with the manuals, they're,
You gotta snatch up all those Magnum wagons.
You get all the Magnum wagons.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I guess they're a V8 slush box.
I told you I was driving. I did the Tommy Kendall test drive thing of the Magnum wagon. We were at Willow Springs, and I think just a piece fell off. And I didn't hit him or get off the track or anything. Just like a piece of the car came off while we were, you know, sporting, vigorous driving.
Like,
but,
a cosmetic piece or a vital piece?
I can't recall, but I just remember like a piece coming off the car.
Yeah.
It's going to bring that damn show back. All right. So,
This car's badass. It's comfortable. It rides well. You know, you're talking about cars kind of working. The magnetic ride that so many cars have, all their different versions of the magnetic ride, you know, even with a sporty suspension, it makes it all tolerable. It makes it, you know, you can drive a car on our 405.
Right.
And still be like, it's not terrible. But if it was just like a full race suspension, it'd be knocking your teeth out. But
now we
can do this.
Are we getting to a place where, you know, people used to buy these luxury brands and they would buy, you know, BMW and Lexus and stuff like that. And, you know, they probably weren't buying a Cadillac several years ago. Now, are you kind of the cool guy at the cars and the coffee? You know, somebody comes in with a loaded BMW 7 Series or M4 or Audi, you know, A or R7 or something, but you come pulling in with the Cadillac that you were driving.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
Now you're kind of the cool guy, right?
I kind of think so. I kind of think so when you're talking about the CTSVs and, you know, and the wagons that, you know, from years ago, I think you were already starting to be that, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, the wagon is special and some people really love the idea of the wagon, especially with Cadillac going, well, let's give it a supercharged V8 and a manual transmission and a wagon. That's cool.
Right.
That's car just for enthusiasts. Right.
Right.
And for that reason, I think that's what people really liked about Cadillac getting into the performance realm, going, well, they're going to do a cool – maybe it's not going to be the fastest. It's not going to outrun the M5 or the fastest AMG. But you're right. You get to go, oh, I get American V8, the supercharged. I get a manual transmission, and I can get it in the, you know, in the coupe, and or I can get it in the wagon. That does get attention. I think that's a cool halo car for Cadillac, and it does kind of make you the cool kid. Certainly everyone that had them and putting them up on Bring a Trailer, you know, they're feeling like, oh, you know, I got a lot of fun out of this vehicle, and I'm getting my money out of it. So, yeah, I think why not? So I think this car, you know, look, we've got a few more years before we can't really get away with cars that get 13 miles to the gallon.
Right.
You know, so why not go out with a bang?
I agree. All right, let's keep this show a little on the shorter side because we got to pack and get all our ducks in order and all loaded up and figured out for this road trip. We're taking off as we tape this, obviously, later on today. And I couldn't find my suitcase this morning. It's all my junk's in Malibu. I was literally taking handfuls of clothes and throwing them in my pillow.
In a pillowcase?
Got to pack up I haven't packed up my race duffel or anything. We got a lot of stuff, but we'll be at the track. We'll be keeping you guys posted on what's going on.
Yeah, so we're going to be up there. I'm going to try to get as much content as possible, photos and some quick videos and stuff. So if you just follow me at Motorator on social media as you're listening to this, then you'll be getting some live updates from the track.
Indianapolis, by the way, I'll be at Helium coming up May 6th and 7th, and then we're going to Huntington Beach at Sea Legs May 20th. So we got all that working for us. You can go to Adam Carolla. .com if you need to find out where I'm going to be. What do you got?
You know, that's pretty much it. Excited for the weekend. Just like I said, Motorator on social media.
All right. So, till next time, Santa Crow for Matt the Motorator DeAndrea saying, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Would you love to save money on insurance? Well, of course, who doesn't love a good deal? Well, when it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condo, and renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to GEICO becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you can save. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.